Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday, everyone. The celebration continues, and today we will have in the house two amazing women. Joining me today will be Dolores Presley and Amber Hawkins. So we have hanging out with me in the virtual green room, my honored guest, Mrs. Dolores Presley, who is my friend and colleague. I'm so proud to call her friend, and I will be bringing her on live in a minute. But before I do that, I want to remind you all that I am asking all of my supporters and guests and all the people who call me friend on Facebook and follow me on Twitter to donate to the breakfast feeding program. Please help me to get this launch up in September at the beginning of the school year. It's the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel School, my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. And I tell you, for every $5 that you donate, you can rest assured that you are providing breakfast for 3 kids each day. So $5 U.S. will feed breakfast to 3 kids. And for those 14 people who have already donated, we are standing at a whopping $507. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for your belief in what I am called to do and for your generous, generous donation. So keep the donation rolling in. For those of you who may want to mail a check, you can call me here right on the radio. I'll tell you how to do that. It will be a tax write-off because we are a nonprofit organization, and the nonprofit is called the Empowering People Foundation. So I look forward to receiving your calls and for your generous donation. The phone lines are open. 646-915-8166. I want to welcome my other guest. I see her in the chat room, Miss Computer Lady, and we'll have her on for the second segment. So, again, I just want to tell you to brace yourself because we have an amazing show lined up for you today.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Yeah.
You know, I had every intention of dedicating today's show to all of my former guests who came on from Ohio. Unfortunately, I was only able to confirm two. So I'm still going to go ahead and call this episode the Ohio State episode. So I am just so honored. I've had many people from the state of Ohio who have been on my show in the past. But, you know, people have busy lives and their schedules did not allow for them to be here. But, you know, 6 years, over 26 different countries that I've had people on who know that 6 years later I would be right here. And I just give thanks to God for allowing me this opportunity to serve so many people. You know, we have over 115,000 listeners, and I am grateful. And I know we are climbing and we are getting ready to do things so differently stepping into year seven. So just stay tuned, keep your antennas up so you can welcome and embrace all the things we are getting ready to do right here on the show. So now, without any other delay, let me welcome my honored guest, Mrs. Dolores Presley, Miss Up Woman herself. Good morning from Canton, Ohio. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning, Daphne. Yes, we are up, undeniably powerful. That's what I'm talking about.
yeah. I tell you, I'm so excited that you have carved out a portion of your time to celebrate with me because, you know, there's not a time when I would pick the phone up or get on Skype with you or Facebook you to ask a question or to ask a favor when you wouldn't find the time to support me. And I want to thank you for that.
Oh,
because
that's awful nice
not,
of you.
You know, not many entrepreneurs are open, receptive, and willing to share. And you are so generous with every aspect of who you are, Dolores. And I thank you. So,
oh, Daphne, thank you for that. Let me just make a quick comment about that. That is really what women need to do. I mean, not just women, but men as well. But that is the whole premise of the Up Woman, of how we lift up other women. And I have another nonprofit called She Elevates, how we elevate other women. And we stop and we take time to support one another. And I never understand what happens when people don't support one another, because we live in a world of abundance. There's enough out there for all of us. So what God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is for you, and we don't have to worry about that. I wish everyone really understood that.
That's right. And you know what is preventing women, because that's the costume I wear, because the brothers tend to do it differently and, sadly to say, more effectively than we do. But women need to get out of the scarcity mentality where they keep saying, oh, this person is going to take what's mine, I'm going to steal what's mine. Ladies, when you operate from your authentic, unique place, there's nobody that can take what you have because they are not you.
Right.
They are
right.
Not you. You know?
Yeah, but Daphne, I don't know how we're going to get everyone to believe that, but it is the truth.
Guess
it
what?
It is the truth.
You know, Dolores, honestly, I am no longer focusing on getting everyone to believe.
Okay.
My new plan of action is to get one to believe. And
okay.
when that
That's
one
good.
Believes, she's going to work on getting one to believe. And you're going to see how those ones begin to add up. And before we know it, we are all going to believe.
Yes, that's good. Just the one belief at a time. That's good. I like
yes.
that.
You know, one bit, it's like the elephant. We can all devour an elephant. We just need to do it one bite at a time. And what greater elephant we have in the atmosphere than this? You know,
True.
Sisters need to get together. And you are doing yours. I mean, you are there with the Up Woman. You started out It was shaky, but you did not throw the towel in. You continue. And now that one is spread into different states.
Yes.
And I know before long it's going to be a global initiative that is empowering women all over the world. And that's what I am talking about. You could have made a decision to say, well, I'm successful at what I am doing. I've already made a legacy in the school system where I empower young people. I've had it made. I'm working and serving Fortune 500 companies all over the world. But you did not sit and be comfortable because you know there's work to be done in the female population, and you made that commitment. And that, I think this is what each and every one of us need to do. Find out where we can make a difference and let that be that one that we get to believe and hope that that one person will continue on.
Yes, definitely. We have to have tenacity, and you talked about
mm-hmm.
how when you first start out something, it doesn't always go as you wish, and Upwoman didn't go, and many things didn't. Even when I wanted to be on Oprah, and I would use affirmations, and I would affirm it, and I would say it and in the present that I am on Oprah, and I would have visions of being on there. But I sent my material, Daphne, to that studio for about 2 years. Before I heard one word. But see,
mm-hmm.
that's what we have to, we cannot give up. I mean, there is some
that's
point
right.
where you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, and it never, ever results in any fruit. But
right.
don't just give up at first. Don't just,
mm-hmm.
so 2 years. How many of your listeners would have given up after the first year and said, oh, Oprah's not going to have me on her show? But I didn't do that. And same thing with
that's
the
right.
Upwoman Nation.
That's
you
right.
do not give up. You continue on. And you work and you put a plan together, you visualize it, you set goals, you put dates on those goals, you find someone who believes in your dream, because people don't always believe in your dream, and those people who are telling you you can't do that, those are toxic people, and you know, you're
mm-hmm.
not going to go and drink tonight with any toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if these people are toxic, then say hello to them and goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to piggyback on what you just said about people not believing in your dreams. And you know something? They're not supposed to, because it's not theirs. We
yeah.
need to give them, we need to give them a reason to believe. So when those toxic people rise up, because their goal every day is to tell you why you should not or why you can't. And when they realize that, they already spent 365 years, days, and as a matter of fact, some of them is years too. If they spend all that time trying to push you off your railroad tracks and they realize, oh, my God, that Dolores is something else. She's still in alignment. I can do nothing to nudge her. What they say, if you can't beat them, you join them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going to do. We got to stay focused and stay true to our truth and our calling and our why, and you will convert people. You just
yes.
stay true to you. I want to welcome guest 207 to the room, and the phone is open, 646-915-8166. My first honored guest is Dolores Presley, who is a renowned world speaker, and she is also the founder of the Upwoman organization down there. Their base is in Canton, Ohio. So call in if you have any questions or remarks or comments to Dolores. You don't need to wait for the end of the conversation. You can call in when your heart moves you to do so. So you have been on here a couple of times. I don't remember. I know it's more than a couple. But I want you to kind of bring us up to date with what you have been doing new since you were here last, and what we have to look forward to coming in the near future, please.
Sure. Well, Daphne, what I do is I teach women to be bold, to be confident, and to be courageous, and mm-hmm. live in their full power at all times. We have power, and I think that a lot of times people allow fear to keep them from doing what they wanted to do. And we've all heard the acronym that FEAR stands for false evidence appearing real. But there are statistics that show that 60% of what we worry about never even comes to fruition. And I bet all of us, including myself, can think about something that we were all worried about, and it came out fine. So I try teach people to shift that thinking, to shift your mindset. Always have a positive mindset. Look for positives in any situation. It's there. Even in bad things, what appears to be bad, there is something good inside of something bad. I know that sounds hard, but it's true. It is so true. So as I teach women and I go across this country and world, and I'm so thankful to God for that, but that is what I do. My whole purpose, I recognize that my purpose is to help women live better lives. And I do that in several ways. I have coaching. I coach women who are interested in becoming speakers or starting a business. I am a keynote speaker. I'm off to, San Juan, Puerto Rico for Kirby Vacuum. I'm off to Denver, off to Union Pacific Railroad. I mean, I'm just all over the place, and I'm just very thankful for that. So I do the keynoting. But I have a network that I've built, and it's been about 2.5 years, almost 3 years now. It doesn't seem like it's
been. Can you imagine?
I can't.
Wow, I remember when you sent that first announcement out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. It's the Up Woman. TheUpWoman.com, that's the website, TheUpWoman.com. And the Up Woman is to teach everyone to have a place where women can commune. We have a special private Facebook group. We have a membership area. We have events. And as you mentioned, we now have New York City. We have in Brooklyn, actually Brooklyn, New York, Up Woman. And we have one in Flint, Michigan. And we have one in Cleveland, Ohio. And so we have different leaders and we have events. But even if you can't come to the local events, the Up Woman Network is a place where you can go. You can learn things. I've developed this whole program called the Up Woman Lifestyle. And this lifestyle, Daphne, teaches women how to be an undeniably powerful woman. It teaches them how to show up, how to stand up, speak up, connect up, power up. That's all the different components. So that's kind of what I'm doing now, just traveling this country, speaking to women, coaching women. It's just amazing. And then we're going to launch that She Elevates Foundation, where women can get funding to attend events, because I think that every woman should have the opportunity to travel this country and learn, because education, while I was a teacher, so I'm still a teacher, I can't say that, I'm not. But
yeah, you're just teaching on a different platform.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, last year, it was my first year attending the National Association of Professional Women Conference. And I always know the power of women. But prior to that event, Dolores, every event I had gone to was never predominantly women. We were always mixed in with the men. But last April, I had the amazing opportunity of being at an event that was 1,500 women, 1,500 women. And I'm looking and I'm saying, ooh, the energy is so high in Times Square, and I'm getting ready to head out again this weekend. We have our national conference again in New York City at the Marriott Marquis. And the only men in the room were the ones that was doing the AV. the one who was serving. And I said to the one of the women that was sitting at my table, I said, isn't this amazing? I said, can you just stand up and look across the room and see the sea of women? There were women there on walkers. There were women in wheelchairs, women with cane, all ages. But they were there wanting to make a difference. I want to welcome guests 223 to the show. 218 to the show. I want you to text and call your friends and tell them to Come, we need them here. We need them here to listen to Dolores Presley and coming up for the second segment, Amber Hawkins. All right, so what are some insights, Dolores, that you want to share with the women to help us to be courageous? And I know we are already 4 months in 2014. I already hear people complaining about their plans falling through. Like last week I wrote an article for my my local paper here. It's time to press the refresh button. Because people are throwing in the towel 4 months in because one little thing didn't work instead of kind of semi-demantling what they have and continue the process. They're giving up.
No, they cannot give up. An up woman never gives up. She's courageous. She doesn't do that. I would give you a couple things that I think that being an up woman, an undeniably powerful woman is that she needs to connect with her power inside of her, the voice that's inside of her. We all watch The Voice on television, but there is a true voice inside of you because you have this power. Now, I believe this power is God, and I always connect with God and use that power, but you can use that power inside of you to get what you want, and you have to truly believe. Now, if you don't believe, if you're thinking, oh, this woman is just talking and these things that Daphne share and all the different people, if you don't truly believe in what your dreams are, if you don't believe in yourself, if you allow all these negative people to infiltrate your thoughts, then it's not going to work. So you have to believe. You have to believe and know that your thoughts, your beliefs, and your intentions, they have the power to manifest into reality. And so many times it's happened to me. I can just tell you time and time again. Even Daphne, I was diagnosed with a lump in my breast and I had to have surgery and all of that. But I believed in my heart and my soul that it would be benign and that it was it would not be, you know, cancerous, and thank God it wasn't, but it was just the belief system, the belief.
That's
I believe
right.
that I'm going to be able to connect to all these women across the country. And another thing we have to do as women is manage our emotions. We have so many emotions sometimes. We just get all fired up. When something doesn't go right in our business, we get mad. We don't try it again. Well, pick yourself up and try it again. Get those emotions under control. And even when it comes to men, and it goes vice versa, but how many women are being abused because they're just so emotional about this man. He loves me and all that. Forget that. Get control of your emotions. And that will help you run your business, and that will help you run your life. Absolutely.
You know, a lot of women confuse sex with love.
They do.
And Because the partner is satisfying them in bed, they don't mind if they wake up 24/7, 365 days a year with a bruise on any part of their body.
Mm-hmm.
And women need to know that they were born princesses and they have evolved into queens, and they don't need to settle for that.
No.
I say it, and I'm going to say it right here. If you care about sex that much, instead of being abused, take a trip to the toy store until you're able to do better.
Definitely.
I'm being honest, because they're giving up their power because of good sex. And there's no good sex without love or in a marital relationship. It's just not happening. So I want women to listen to what we are saying now. And if you know a sister who did not make it to this platform here this morning, you share the link with her so she can listen to the show, because women need to believe in themselves and in their power and know that the other thing that's getting in the way of them remaining in these abusive relationships is because they're ashamed and they don't reach out for help. But any woman you reach out to for help, She's going to help you. She will help you so you don't have to feel as if you're imprisoned in what's happening to you.
Right. So in order to upgrade to first class, you have to let go of coach. So sometimes you got to let go of these people who are lower grade. And I'm not not degrading anyone, but in order to upgrade to first class, you have to let go of coach. You cannot sit
That's
in
right.
first class and be in coach at the same time. So the people you surround yourself with, it is so important. Daphne, I surround myself with brilliant women. I don't want to even be the smartest person in my circle.
You have to move on if you are.
Yes, right. You need another circle. If you're the smartest person in your circle, you absolutely need another circle. And don't worry about being knocked down. Sometimes things happen. You're being knocked down does not define you, but your ability to get back up does. So your listeners, if your business isn't going right, your life isn't going right, don't worry about the obstacles. Obstacles just teach us for better and teach us lessons that we can use in the future. So don't worry about that. Your being knocked down does not define who you are. Your ability to get back up does. So get back up. And so another thing is,
we have a caller. If you just mark where you are, let me take the caller so we don't have them waiting too long, and then we go back to your point.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 4564. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Good morning. This is Amber Hawkins from Toledo, Ohio.
Good morning, my sister. Good morning.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question for Dolores, or are you just calling in for your segment?
Just calling in for my segment, but I do want to say hello to you, Dolores, and I'm enjoying you. So I would like to let her continue on with her point.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you.
All right. Continue.
All right. Another thing I was saying, getting ready to say, is being an undeniably powerful woman. Do not let anyone hold you back or hold you down. And I share sometimes, Daphne, a story about fleas. Fleas can be trained in the circle, in the circus, excuse me, and they don't fly out. They put them in this little box, and they do all these tricks. And I had to research. I'm like, how does that happen? But what I found out is that when a trainer is teaching these fleas, the trainer will put a lid on the top of the box. And as the fleas want to fly out, they hit their head. And so they learn to fly just so high. And I want to ask your listeners, what's your lid? What are you allowing to keep you from flying? If you got wings like a flea does and doesn't fly out, it's because of the conditioning, the mindset that has happened. So let's work on our mindset. Definitely, definitely. That's one thing that I want everyone to do. I mean, how do they get a flea to stay in a box when it has wings?
Can you imagine? For years I've heard the scenario about the crab mentality and the crab in the barrel, but I love the fly. I like this example because every time the fly flies up and hits the lid, it stuns. Hit the lid, it stuns them, and they fly back to the bottom. And it's the same thing our limiting beliefs are doing to us.
Yes.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
Exactly.
It gives me the chills.
It is, because someone or something is your lid and keeping you from flying and soaring the way that you were created to be. So no more of that. No more.
What is your lid? Woo! I love that.
Thank you. Thank
I
you,
love it. I love it. I love it. Come on, ladies. I know you have a question. I know. Type it in the chat if you do, those of you in the chat room. Type your question in the chat. And for those of you who are listening on the telephone, I want you to call in 646-915-8166 and ask your question. You know, men support each other, and it doesn't take a lot for them to do so. they go to the ball game, or some of them, they go to the bar or the cafe and they have a drink, and they got each other's back. But there's still a lot of work to be done among women. And again, Dolores, I cannot applaud you enough for what you're doing with your organization to help women. And I hope that we will get focused and realize that we can no longer excel or grow by being lone ranger. We got
True.
To come together. If you look on anyone who is successful, they did not do it alone. And I don't know why women continue to think that, oh, yeah, I can make it by myself. We need to pull together, and this is why I am such an advocate for joint ventures. And joint ventures are on the rise now, because that's the only way we are going to get something done, by pooling our resources together.
Yes, yes. I want to give an offer to your listeners,
yes,
always.
Please.
I want them, if they are interested in, I have a book that I'd like to give them. It's called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Waddles. It's an old book, Daphne. It was done like in the 1900s.
Ooh,
but
and I don't have
e-book.
That book. I have to go read
it's an
it.
It's e-book. And all they have to do is just send me an email to my email address, which is dp@DoloresPresley.com, dp@DoloresPresley.com. And they can just put the word rich in the title, and then I will email them that. And I'd love for them to follow me on Twitter, which is my name, Dolores Presley, or Facebook. It's under Dolores Presley, Motivational Speaker, because I want to help every woman live in her full power. I want every woman, if you want to start a business or you have a business and it's not flourishing and it needs to flourish and really make money, because if you're not making money in business, you are doing a hobby. That's just the bottom line. That's the hard truth, but it's the truth. Because when you are in business and there's no shame in it, that you need to make money. And that's what I help women do, and help women live in their full power.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so, so very much. I want to welcome Friday Night Hip Hop to the chat, guest 251 to the chat. Guys, do you have any questions? Call in. Okay, Dolores, I want to ask you if you have any summarizing points and to wrap up our conversation. I know you're a busy lady.
I just want people to have that positive mindset, to shift their thinking, to look for positives in a situation. Know that you can be confident and act confident. Be bold. Be courageous. Be confident. This is what I want you to do. And it's not that hard. And one other thing, and it's one little quick tip that I want to tell them before I hang up here, is that I have what I call a believe in the power of you jar. So say you're having some fears, you're having some doubts, some worries. Get a jar, and every time you do something fantastic, something good, like today I could write in my jar, I was a guest on Daphne's radio show, I could put that in my jar. And on the days that I kind of feel like, oh, why am I on another plane? Why am I doing this? I just reach in and say, oh, wow, I did this. I did that. And everyone that's listening to me, you have value. Do you hear me? You have value.
Right.
Sometimes we forget.
Right.
But if you start putting little things in your jar and pulling them out on those rough days, you'll
mm-hmm.
understand that you are an undeniably powerful woman.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, my sister. Oh, and I forgot. I thank you for your very generous donation to the nonprofit. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for sharing it, too, with your supporters and followers. And who knows, we might probably see you on site down there when we're doing the launch down there in Jamaica. Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah.
Visit me.
Visit
me at DoloresPresley.com or TheUpWoman.com. Thanks so much,
right.
Daphne.
Thank you, Dolores, and you have a blessed day, my sister.
You too.
So that was the amazing, powerful Up Woman, Dolores Presley herself. I tell you, she is such an amazing, generous woman. You know, She's always giving from her authentic place. And it's just an honor. She and I met many, many years ago at the Power Networking Conference. And she, you know, she's just so genuine. She doesn't have a fake bone in her body. She is an amazing, amazing soul. Well, good morning, my sister Amber. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? And hello there, everybody.
Wonderful.
I miss you.
I am so happy. I always love when you're in my chat room because I tell you, you put so much life in there. I tell you, oh, man, she's back. I haven't seen her in here in a while. You know, I
yes,
thank
it has
you, thank
been a
you,
while.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, and thank
yeah.
you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor. I was trying to get some more of the Ohio folks in their DA and the rest of them. I guess they're too busy to come celebrate with me. But can you imagine it's already 6 years since I'm on here? You remember when I came on as the new kid on the block?
Yes, I remember. And let me let everybody know, a very persistent new kid on the block. I had to get her kudos for that. But congratulations and happy 6th anniversary to you.
Thank
and forgive you. Us. Forgive us Ohioans, it's Eastern Standard Time here due to other commitments, including some that have, you know, their workplace obligations. It can be a challenge to
yeah.
come forth
yeah.
during the a.m. hours. But
I know, and this is why I get such high download on my archives, because I know it's a sensitive time that I air. However, I said I keep doing this hour until God tell me to switch it, because I know the things I do, it's not about me. I'm obedient
yes.
in following directions, so, you know. So, you have not been here in a while. Remind the listeners who you are. Take some time. Introduce yourself to them. And tell them what you are about and all of that good stuff.
Well, again, hello there, everybody. Yes, it has been a long time. I'm Amber Hawkins. I do computer training and consulting on-site and online. The name of the company is Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC. In the ninth year, started off in 2005 with the motto, computer training and more that comes to you. It has grown. It has gone through obstacles, but still pressing on. It was mentioned before, in the midst of obstacles, do not give up. You get knocked down sometimes, and it can be tiring. If
That's
anybody
right.
understands that, believe me, I do. But do you keep pressing on? Yes. So I have a saying, and this has been told to me, sometimes you got to use backdoor tactics to get front door results.
Amen.
So.
Amen. I love that. Ooh, I got to write that down today. Sometimes, man, you and Dolores lighting up the house today. Sometimes
you have to use
backdoor.
Front, yeah, backdoor.
Backdoor tactics.
To get.
Tactics. To get front door results. Woo!
Yeah.
I love it. I'm going to be using it, but I'm sure going to give you credit for it.
Oh, I thank you. I thank you. My pastor said he'll preach on that one day.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you have Ohio in the house.
That's right. Yes, sometimes you have to use backdoor tactics to get front door results. That powerful. That is powerful. You want to, I feel led to ask you to expand on that statement some more. Break it down for the people.
Well, overall, what it is, and especially with the field that I'm in, as it said, a lot of times if you are in what's considered a male-dominated field. Not that I'm
yep.
not knocking down the men at all.
Yeah, but it is just what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is what it is, as the saying goes. And sometimes you have to say, okay, maybe I cannot do this and do that in the realm as far as computers is concerned, but mm-hmm. I can do this, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the information technology, rather, part of it, no, I'm not that versed in it. That doesn't mean I don't do research and I don't understand some of it, because there needs to be someone who can break down what you're saying, because not everybody is at your level. At the same time, you mm-hmm. had to start somewhere, because in order for you to have gained that, what's considered that expertise, you
mm-hmm.
had to learn from somebody. Sometimes those that get in what's considered the expertise realm tend to forget that one time you were not an expert. Sometimes you were the student that needed to have the master. So my concentration, I would have to be, not that I cannot do advanced, but mine's more on what's considered the desktop realm of it, the Word,
mm-hmm.
the PowerPoint,
mm-hmm.
the Excel, Access, and
mm-hmm.
all of that, in which
mm-hmm.
I do have a special
mm-hmm.
online training, which I'll announce later.
Mm-hmm.
But
you see,
it's still,
can I just interject here? That is smart what you've done, because you have gone into a giant market and you have carved out a portion where you can best serve people. You're not going around wanting to be everything to everyone, but you're saying, here is where I can best suit you and best serve you. And that's what a lot of women need to learn. Another thing that people go around thinking they can serve everybody is people say, I am a coach. And I say, yes, and so what kind of a coach are you? And they always get stunned and puzzled in their tracks, because it's just a word to them. They have no
uh-huh.
idea what the career means.
Right,
you know?
And you see, a word can have more than one meaning, because...
Of course.
A coach can be someone in the sports realm.
Exactly.
A coach can be someone in the, as far as mentorship is concerned. A coach
mm-hmm.
can be as considered, you know, similar in, you know, a person's lifestyle, or more on the consulting role.
Exactly. So define.
Right.
Define who you are. You know, this is just such a great conversation. I want to remind the people in the chat room, please call. I get so lonely when you don't call. So call 646-915-8166. For heaven's sakes, I'm celebrating 6 years. Even if you call to say happy birthday, Daphne, on the radio, let me hear from you. Welcome guest 251 and guest 286. To the show. The number to call in, guys, is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, you look back over the 9 years that you have been in business. Has
mm-hmm.
it always been, oh, just so wonderful? Every day you open the door, you have people line up down the street. They can't wait to come in.
If I did, as another saying goes, I would have been a millionaire, probably a billionaire by now. Not that I'm not speaking into existence, and not that it won't happen, because it will, in spite of anything going on. But, no, I have been told that, okay, the dollar's not flowing the way they should. Okay, so you're doing a hobby. I said, no. Yes, it is a struggle, but I'm still going to persevere and keep on. Have I had many times when I had to stand alone and fight, even for what I've gotten thus far? Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Have I been told, should I give it up? Yes, definitely. Have I given up? No, I haven't, and no, I can't. Have I ran into some unfair situations? Yes, I have had. Have I had it where contracts weren't what even I thought they should have been, or could have been, or must have been? Yes. Have I had it where I had to battle against anybody or anyone or any company or any nonprofit? Not that I'm not knocking them again, but I got to say what I got to say for those of us who are entrepreneurs can understand where I'm coming from.
That's right. That's right.
It's competitive when someone offers something that you're doing for free. I have to say too that yes, I understand the offering for free because there are those who have it financially a challenge.
Yeah, they are compensated. They are compensated from other sources to give that.
Right, right.
And it's shameful that people don't understand that. You know?
Yes.
People don't understand that. Yes. And you know, many times you hear a conversation about the mom and pop stores, and they are going out of business because of the big box stores that are open. And it's the same thing with entrepreneurs. I tell you, there are certain ethnic groups that stay true to supporting their own when it comes to business. However, there are other cultures. Exactly. However, there are other cultures that don't do that. And, you know, it's a whole nother show for another time, but I want people to look in the mirror and ask yourself the question, where are my dollars being spent?
Mm-hmm.
Where
are
my dollars being spent? Because if you look in the mirror and you cannot say you are supporting your own, you are doing wrong. Other people are doing it, and we end up spending our dollars with those other people too, and we look and we don't support our own.
Right, and you have it where, as it, you know, as you said it so plainly, and I'm glad that you did, that's why there are too many increases of mom-and-pop stores closing their doors. There are too many instances where, you know, the mom-and-pop stores had to, I'll call it, change their hours of operation because they had to get a part-time or full-time job to supplement
to
what they're doing.
Yeah.
To keep to keep electric on and all of that. And you're wondering, well, aren't, and they look down the street and they see them somewhere. Well, don't you have a business where you A, B, C, and D? Yes, but the problem is they're
you're not supporting me, so
right, you're
and
not supporting
I still
me.
Want to keep the light on. Yep.
Right, right, right. And it's such a painful place, and it's hard to explain unless you experience it. It's a painful place where you know that this business is for the greater good, and in addition to that, it's going to benefit everybody, and they want to do it and need to do it and need to breathe to do it, but due to the non-support, the non-referrals, the non-whatever, this is going on. And I'll just mention quickly here, as far as technology is concerned, because she knows I'm going to go this direction, it's still amazing to me how still there is a wide gap between those who do know even the basic, outtake something as simple as, okay, there have been changes to many of these devices, be they desktop, tablets, smartphones, whatever, and as far as operating them, as turning it on, setting up what you need to set up, whatever, there are still people who, in the millions, still do not know how to do that. Am I a resource for that? Yes, I am. Do people reach out, refer to me? Not like they should. Is there the support that it should be? Not that there isn't. And you wonder why things happen the way that they happen.
And, you know, a lot of times I hear and people make ignorant statements like, oh, I ain't supporting him, he ain't going to get rich off of me. And I'm thinking, you're supporting other cultures. They're getting rich off of you. You refuse to cook. You go buy their food. What do you think is happening when you go 365 days a year to buy lunch and dinner from them? You think you're not making them rich, yet you refuse to support your own? You know, I'm telling you, it's a shame. And it's not only in your computer business, in what I do as a coach too, in what I do as a transformational coach, reinvention coach, speaker, trainer, retreat person. There are times when I hand a flyer to somebody or I send a message to somebody about an event I'm doing, and they send a message back asking me if the people that are coming there are saved. And a lot of times I say, God didn't call me to work with the saved. He called me to work with people, people that he created. Because a lot of times, too, the people use religion as a crutch to not invest in themselves. And oh, my heavens, Lord, I don't know why you have me going there this morning, because that's about another 10 shows on that one, you know. Oh, Lord, please don't take me down that road this morning. That's a whole 20 other shows.
Well, if you want to go that direction, there is something called, there are different scriptures. You'll have to use your own time frame as far as being a business, because there was business conducted in the biblical days. But if you notice how the business was conducted, and if you notice in the biblical days, there was support of what businesses were in the communities. And it, for those who want to be on the religious realm of things, there is religion, there's spirituality, a whole another show at the same time. If you need to reference to the Bible as how do you support your own. And on the other side, as business owners, I'm not saying we're not at fault either, but at the same time, for those of us who try to do our best, it is really to the point where we're not trying to beg, but at the same time, it gets us to where we have to be in a begging state.
Yeah, and it is a shame that, you know, sometimes you allow people to pull you down to that level, because you have to keep, I know for me, I have to continuously assessing what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and with whom I decide to do it. And I'm going to be honest, I'm telling everybody, I walked into 2014 with different intentions. Because I had to separate myself from some people, some institutions, some organization that I had served for many years, but I realized they were no longer serving my greater good, because they kept on taking and taking and taking and taking, and they were not willing to give back. And you have to be honest to yourself and know when it's time to say, it's quits. This relationship has come to an end without feeling guilty. You know?
Right. That's true, because you have to let people know, and I still let people know in what I do as far as all my computer training consulting. Not that I don't do other services and products, including selling computers online through the company's Facebook page, but I have to let foundationally. Thank you. I have to let my foundationally. You know, this is what I do. This is who I'm trying to help. I love to help, but I need help too, because understand and say, why you price this? Can I have a hookup? Whatever.
You dear have to Lord, understand. Help me, Father.
I think we have a series of shows that will be done scheduled in the future. But I know time is of the essence. Let me mention this.
No. Hold on. Hold on. You have time. Hold on a minute, because I need to get a couple of announcements in here. Just stick your pen. Take a sip of water, girl, or some green tea. You got time.
Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Okay, and I want to remind you all to call in with your donations. You can call me and let me know how much you're donating so we can keep a tab. And you can also make your donation to GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. GoFundMe/1G4M38. And that's where you can donate for the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. We need your support there. So far, we are up to $507, thanks to the 14 brave people who have stepped out of their comfort zone to support me in getting this off and running. We want to start the breakfast feeding program come June, and I am depending on you. For every $5 that you donate, $5 will feed 3 students each morning for breakfast. So please give us, if you only have $1, please find someone that has $1 more, you can find 5 more people, and together you all will come up with $5 to support me right there. So let me hear from you. For this anniversary month, I'm asking people to commit and to donate. Every little bit helps. So I'm going to go ahead and thank you in advance for your support there. And again, you can call in if you have a question for Amber Hawkins. You can call in. The number is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166, plus the chat room is open. And I mentioned before the commercial break that you have time because my other 3 guests, I did not get a confirmation from them, so We have time. I have as much time as you have, and to keep the conversation going. So you're back on the microphone, my sister.
Oh, wow. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Earlier I was saying that understand, and this is also a challenging realm when it comes to female entrepreneurs. I still have challenges sometimes, but at the same time, one of the reasons why it's still a challenge is that us entrepreneurs are making a living. No, you cannot always get a hookup, but we are back in a corner to give a hookup in order to try to get the contract in order for the business to survive. Can a hookup be good? Depending on what the pricing of what's being asked for in the contract is, because can be shortchanging that entrepreneur.
You're asking
for that business owner of a particular culture to cut you a deal. Even in the understanding of business 101, there are only times when deals can be cut, even with major corporations. Finally, understand that when it comes to that, if a business is able to make deals, rebates, incentives, discounts in one form or another, is because they got support from who's populating that business. Will the business in turn need to show support to the community as well? Yes, I agree with that 1,000%. But a business cannot give a community, do not support the business.
Yeah, you know, I want to interject right here. You know, I like what you're saying. However, I am telling you, if there is one word that gives me the pet peeve, it's the word hookup. I dislike it from my deepest core, because when you walk up to a business owner asking them for a hookup, it is so disrespectful and devaluing of their craft or product.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go out there and rally up some people that you can refer to someone's service after you have utilized their services? And the one thing I can assure you is that when you begin to refer others to a business person, they will generously compensate you. They are going to reward you, because that's what we do. You do for us, we do for you. So you refer to us, you're going to receive a gift card in the mail. You're going to receive a gift certificate in the mail for something. But please, don't be coming to us asking us for a hookup. We don't know what that is, and we are not going to be part of that. We are in business to thrive. But if we continue to do hookups, we are going to be barely surviving, and we don't want that. That's not what God wants for us.
Exactly, because I'm going to tell you something. If you go into anywhere from Walmart to Kroger to whatever, I guarantee you, you're going to go, let me take Kroger, for instance, to the people at the Kroger camp. This is not put down. This is called the truth. You're going to go up to a Kroger and ask them, can I have a hookup and get maybe 20 cents knocked down on the sale price? And that will be the answer to your question. I was silent on purpose.
Listen, they don't do that. What they
do,
they line up outside. They line up out the side for the sale that's coming up. And they go in there and they're pushing 3-4 carts. And the carts are laden with products. And they go up to the cashiers. And what they do, they pull those plastic babies out. However, when it comes to supporting their local business people in their community, they come to you asking you for hookup. I tell all my clients, Miss Computer Lady, I encourage everyone to sign up for PayPal and to get that little gadget that you pop in your smartphone that you can slide people credit card no matter where you are.
Exactly.
You have that little thing with you. You're sitting in the airport on a layover, on a flight, and you're talking to somebody and they want your service. You can sign your paper right there, because you guess what? You can slide your card in your smartphone and collect your money. You know, don't even feel guilty when people come into you with that mess about they won't hook up and everything. You can't get hooked up from the telephone company or the light company or the mortgage company.
No, because they'll
they
shut you off, put you out your house and everything else. No,
exactly.
Now, if you call and work out, hey, this is what's going on, you were continuing to pay a customer, they might work out a little, I'll say, something.
Yeah,
but
they respect you. They will respect you because you call and show them some respect. And they give you time with a late charge attached to that.
And, exactly.
You know, you don't fight them. You don't beat them down or anything with that. And you know something? Miss Computer Lady, I don't know whether this is true, but somewhere in my heart, I am feeling that only women do this, because I have never heard my male counterpart complain about this issue. So for the male out there that's listening, if you know that to be true in your community, I mean, give me a call, because I want to know if it's true. I don't want to prejudge the women. But I've never had a man ask me for a hookup in business. And I want to know whether it's just a female thing trying to get over on another female. So call us and let us know.
I'm going to let you know from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just a female thing.
Okay, well, thank God. Oh, Lord,
right,
I'm feeling better.
Okay. Correct me, any males, correct me if I'm wrong. But you see, one thing that was stated earlier, there is a difference of communication between how men communicate and how women communicate.
Oh, yeah.
Men might say, you know, in a different way, or it won't be discussed at all, or it's communicated via the contract or the stipulations or whatever the case may be. And this is true on the other side with women as well.
Mm-hmm.
Are we more vocal in saying the word hookup?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't deny that. Are men more vocal in saying the word hookup? You would hear it at, you know, from time to time. I'm saying from my experience, mostly from women, yes, but I have had, not too many, I have had where males ask me for, you know, a hookup. Now, I had one situation where it was a difference in that, and I'm going to say this, and this is a short version of an experience I had. And when I tell you the summarized version, you're going to understand where we're both coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I had a male customer. He was interested in writing a book, but he wasn't computer literate.
Mm-hmm.
He asked for my services. I told him what my price was and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back of my mind, okay, he's going to ask for a discount. He's going to ask for a hookup. He's going to try to ask, well, if I do this, can I do that? You know, and when you run into that too many times, it's a conditioning.
Can I say something to you, though? Can I say something to you, though, because I don't know that you realize?
Mm-hmm.
If you enter into the conversation with those thoughts, that's the result you will get. So if you
exactly.
are hearing that all the time, it's not with them, it's with you. You're entering, so you need to cleanse yourself of those thoughts so you don't attract them. Remember, we attract who we are.
Exactly. It's not that I'm disagreeing with you, but I'm going to continue on and mention how it was a shock, and I'm going to tell you the shocking part. So, you know, as I said before, you run into that too much, and there's that conditioning, as you said before, which can be hard to fight, but it can be fought off. When this gentleman said what my price was, and he asked for and what it entailed, he said, okay, here's my first payment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the wonderful shock I felt? Because
may I ask you why you felt a shock?
I felt a shock because in that situation, that was the first time I did not have to give a discount for my service.
So
you just affirm
what I said to
I was paid I was paid what I was worth. And
exactly.
my worth
and
was not.
And that's what. You need to focus now on that. And this is a moment for me to take to coach you about what I'm hearing, where it's not really the client's responsibility, but it's yours, because you said you were shocked. And
right.
you should
and
not
easy.
Have been shocked, because you know your value, you know your worth.
Exactly. And I'm not arguing that down. And that was one of those defining moments, as I say. Oh, I will not.
A moment for you.
Right, it was a aha moment for me. And no, I tell people, no, this is from that experience, and that really emphasized it. Have I gotten, like, more contracts after that? No, not necessarily. But that doesn't mean I wasn't in a perseverance type of mode in the first place. People ask me, well, can this be? No. This is what the price is because understand what it costs the entrepreneur.
Right.
To get the
I'm going to respectfully stop you here because the energy of this conversation is going at a place where it's not going to be adding value. However, I really want to talk with you off air pertaining to what's that pattern that is happening in your life. My focus here is always to give added value in all the conversation. However, as a friend and as a colleague, when I hear something that is not for your greater good and it is not your truth, I want to address it, and this is one of those times. So, I want to spend a few coaching minutes with you off of air, where I can redirect you, and what you do with that is going to be entirely up to you. So, all right. So I want to bring some energy back into this conversation, and what I want to bring here and to show people that I don't want you to take away from what Amber has said about the experience she had with that client. However, what I want to tell you here, you need to have, just like you'd hold up a mirror in front of you when you put your makeup on to admire the application of the makeup. When you are going into a conversation, go into that conversation knowing 100% of your truth and your value. And when you go into that conversation that way, you are going to attract the result. Remember at the top when Dolores and I, we were speaking, and we talk about stating your intentions and believe in yourself. That's the operative word here. Believe in yourself, believe in your dreams and your power. And once you do that, the intentions that you enter each situation with will manifest your intended result. So if you go into the intention thinking that people is going to always want something from you without compensate you, I'm here to tell you that that is the result that you're going to get. I can say that boldly now, and I can cut my sister off in the middle about that, because years ago, that was who I was. But because I did my inner work, and I have invested in me, I've worked with some of the greatest coaches and mentors, that's no longer who I am. And this is why when I hear it, I can identify it, and I can stop somebody from going down that path. So that was what that was about. There's none of us who have arrived. We are all a work in progress. And the men do it for others, and that's what we have to do with the sisters as well. We got to take each other by the hand and see who needs a little nudging and nudge them in the direction that they need to be. So you and I are going to be talking off the phone, girlfriend, about that
right,
part. Okay, so we have 46 minutes remaining in the show here. So you have had the company for 9 years.
Yes.
What are you planning to add? Are you planning any expansions?
Well, one of the things I've expanded on, I expanded on the online component of
Great.
My
Great, tell us about that.
Right, I found a new source to do it, which I put in the chat room. It is a YCN.
Remember, look. Remember that not everyone is in the chat room. So whatever you put in the chat room, you need to announce it too, so that the people on archives,
right,
will be
they
able
can,
to hear
get
it.
The information. Right, and
yeah.
and that's what I'm doing right
okay.
now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm announcing two ways. What you'll need to do is go to, and I'll say that for you, it's YCN as in Nancy, OTLLC05.eprof.com. Now, to make it easier, you can go to yourcomputerneeds.net, and on the home page, there is the information with the picture of PowerPoint 2010, which I'm going to be doing a online webinar training for a special price.
Okay.
What
are they going to be getting in the webinar? They need to know. You need to tell the details so
right.
that they know what they're going to the website to look for.
Right, which is the second point I'm getting to now. For this particular
mm-hmm.
online webinar, you'll be learning shortcuts on PowerPoint 2010.
It's interesting that you say that. I was speaking with somebody on Saturday,
uh-huh.
and he was telling me that he was up for how many hours doing PowerPoints, and I said to him, you know something? You need to get into the habit of paying people to do what they're good at doing, because you know you are no good at PowerPoints. Why are you going to be up all night doing them? Instead
exactly.
of just work and pay somebody who knows how to do it to do it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's amazing. Anyway, continue, my sister.
Well, you need to refer that gentleman to me so he can get the training that he needs. But
I hope he's
listening
to the episode.
Me too.
Yeah, go
the
ahead.
Reason why, the reason why I'm doing this is that in work, in your leisurely time or whatever, there is something called productivity,
mm-hmm.
and there's also called time and time management. A lot of times we say we don't have enough time to do this, we don't have enough time to do that.
We're not having
scenario,
any more time.
Right.
That's
the scenario that. Right, the scenario with the gentleman, he was up all night because he had trouble in managing PowerPoint because he wasn't trained. He didn't know, you know, how
to
maybe.
He don't know how to do it, you know?
Right. This online seminar, and you'd be looking through my computer, and I'll be showing you which shortcut keys on the keyboard you can use to achieve the same task that you would be using your mouse for. Now, I'll show
mm-hmm.
that, but what I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be doing is a comparison and contrast. You know, when you do this command, that command with your mouse, compared
mm-hmm.
to how you do it with the shortcut keys, you can get the same results achieved faster.
Mm-hmm.
And which
is
key
this...
commands you could use, that'll be shown to you as well.
It's amazing with technology now. I mean, you can be in Ohio, and people can be any part of the world, and they can be looking at your desktop to see how to do something. It's amazing. You know, a lot of times we call into this tech support for troubleshoot, and they say, oh, can I take control of your computer? It's still amazing, you know? I want to welcome guest 322 to the show. Remember, we're winding down now. We're getting ready to go into the last segment. So I want to remind you guys to call in 646-915-8166. And I'm going to make one another announcement here, and then I'm going to have Amber to tie up her conversation. And again, remind you how you can get in touch with her. But here is my announcement. On the 9th of July, July 9th, on my TV show, on my live TV show in the Danbury studio. I will be doing a live show, call-in show, and I am looking for people who are local to be on the panel. We are going to be discussing sex over 60. Yes, the big three-letter word, sex over 60. So I'm going to put it up on Facebook, and we want to put the telephone number there where people can call in. It doesn't matter where you are. You'll be able to call in to join the conversation or give your feedback or your insight. But if you are local in Connecticut, I would love to have you in the studio to help us present a stimulating conversation on this topic. All right? So that's, with that being said, I want to now allow you, my sister, to give us some closing thoughts on your conversation and, again, remind people how to get in touch with you.
Well, I would like to say I'm honored, and I thank you for having me on your show. Happy 6th anniversary, number one.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Number two, understand that there are, and there is a service called Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC, where you can get an online, on-site computer training and consulting. Let's make sure I have the ability and the opportunity to help you close that gap between whether you have knowledge or do not have knowledge as far as computers and other services and products are concerned. The website is www.yourcomputerneeds.net, the regular spelling of all the words. The telephone number, 419-304-4564. The email address, from what I've been told, is long. So the quickest way is yourcomputerneeds.net. Click on the Contact Us link, fill out the information, and you can click on the button, and it will come to my email address. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, StumbleUpon. If you want to, put Your Computer Needs, LLC, Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC, rather, in Google, click there, and you will find all the links, because I do have a lot to mention, and I'm not going to take too much time, and not that I can't, but it will take too long. And in addition to that, Dynamic definitely knows I try to make as much use of social media as possible. So you're going to find a lot of social media connections and links when you put Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC, in the Google search.
Okay, I hope you will find it necessary to add my nonprofit link to all those places so we can get people donating to the breakfast feeding program, and that link is http://www.gofundme.com, the number 1G4M38. And remember, I'm asking all my guests and listeners and supporters to donate there. For every $5 that you donate, we'll provide 3 breakfasts each morning for every young person. So for each of you out there that are listening, it would really be a pledge, an honor to me, if you would share my link with all the platforms that you have to make sure that a lot of eyeballs get onto that. So with that being said, I look forward for all of you donating and supporting a worthy cause. So I want to thank you for taking time out with me, and I'm going to be calling you on the phone for a hot few minutes.
that will be fine. And again, thank you very much, everybody. And again, happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so that was Amber Hawkins, and she, too, have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, Miss Computer Lady. And, okay, so I want to tie up today's segment, and we're going to talk about enhance your health from your kitchen pantry. I just did that on my TV show last night, so I want to close off today with that. And I want to remind you guys to, you know, just support the children. You know, everybody has a little something that they can give, and I want for you all to support it. So visit the link again and give us what you can. So let's look at, you know, what we're eating, what we have in our cabinets, what are we feeding our children, what are we feeding ourselves. So I want to direct you to get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil. I want you to open your cabinet doors, and I want you to start examining from shelf to shelf what's on it. List each item, and I want you to invest the time into reading those labels. I tell you, it's going to be a rude awakening when you begin to read the labels. If there are things on those labels that you cannot pronounce or read, they are not good for your body. I know a lot of people get sidetracked, and when they go into the stores, they look and they see, oh, you buy 10, you get 5 free and all of that, and they are canned stuff, and they do not look to see what nutritional value it's adding to their families. I want us to start to make more educated choices and decisions when it comes to what we are eating. People are living much longer now. And the only reason for that is because we are now treating our bodies differently in a positive way. So instead of shopping in the preserves aisle of the store, I want to suggest to you that you spend more time in the produce aisles of your grocery store. When you go grocery shopping, linger in the produce section, because by doing so, you will be adding years on your lives and on the lives of your family. So now you took inventory of what's in your cabinet, and you have read the labels. And after you have read the labels, you start to remove things off the shelf, and you are heading towards the garbage, because you say, oh my God, I can't believe that all these years I've been eating all of this garbage. So you find out now that you have a lot of empty space. So you go back and you decide, here are the things that are adding value to my life, and these are the things that I'm going to replace. I tell you, I am not one for tin stuff. However, there's one thing that I always buy, and I bought it once and tried it, and I realized it's not overpowered with salt and all of that and the preserves. And it's a black bean, and it's you can find it. I'm not saying the name of it because they are not sponsoring the show. But if you shop in the ethnic aisle of your grocery store, the ethnic aisle, and you can look for the black bean there, it is delicious. I tell you, when you open that black bean from that ethnic company, it is as if it is already in its own sauce and gravy. It doesn't have a lot of that brine liquid in it, right? As a matter of fact, you taste it, you don't even have to rinse it, because it's really good. It's really seasoned, and you can use that. So, you know, stock your shelves with black beans. And if you go in the ethnic aisle, you'll see the one that I'm mentioning. The other thing, pack your shelves with beans, legumes, you know, get glass jars, and I like to buy the beans that are dried in the packet, and then I wash them, and then I rehydrate them by soaking them overnight. And I cook them in less time than they would if you did not rehydrate them. Because what happens when you rehydrate them is they come up so plumped and they cook quickly as if they were green. So try that. I do that with my chickpeas. I do that with all of the peas and beans that I buy. So, and for those of you who are rice eaters, choose to put brown rice in your pantry versus white rice. And for the first time the other day, a friend of mine bought some black rice. I've never had black rice. And that was good, too. And I researched on that, and that's also jam-packed with antioxidants. And she said she got it at, I think she got it at one of her local health food stores. So be careful what you are putting on those shelves, you know. Do the research. You can get all the information that is needed on the internet. So you go there, research things. Don't forget that I suggest to spend a lot of time in the produce aisle of your grocery store. However, that is going to happen in the wintertime, because in the summertime, there are farmers market in each of our communities. Many communities have farmers market, and for those that do not have farmers market, they have farm stands that is set up in different communities. When you're driving out during the summer, you see the farm stands that are set up with fresh produce, vegetables, and fruits that you can purchase. And you can even store them too. You can freeze majority of these things for when they're out of season. I tell you, over the summer, I started freezing kale, because I use kale in a lot of the things that I make to drink. And I realized that I could freeze the leaves of the kale. And instead of throwing out the stem, you know, that stem that goes down the leaves, instead of throwing that out, I have been dicing that up in small chunks as if I'm dicing onions. And I am adding that to my black bean salad with red onions, some dried ginger. There's sometimes when I put a couple teaspoons of powdered turmeric in. And I just love the olive oil that is infused with cayenne pepper. I love that. So I put, instead of putting the regular virgin olive oil, I use the virgin olive oil that is infused with cayenne pepper. They have a new olive oil store in town. And that's where I'm picking up my supply. So there I am. For years, I was throwing away the stem of my kale, and I was also throwing away the stem on the leaves of my beets. And now I don't do that anymore, because I saute or blanch them, and I'm adding nutrients to my body. The other thing that I am using a lot of is dandelion. Look in your stores and you can get the dandelion leaves. I tell you, this past weekend I made sauteed sweet potatoes with dandelion, fresh garlic, and yellow onion sauteed extra virgin olive oil. That wasn't the cayenne one. It was the extra virgin olive oil. And, oh, my heavens, it was delicious. For those of you who follow me on Instagram and on Facebook, you can look on my page and you'll see all the dishes that I have been creating over the time since I've decided to eat differently. So, you know, if you are a skeptic, I know a lot of my friends are skeptic to the, some of the things that I'm eating and I'm preparing. So if you are a skeptic, I encourage you to introduce one new food at a time. One new food at a time. And if you have a family, I want you to discuss it with the family. Know the reason why you are making the switch. Know the reason why you're introducing these new foods to them. Because they are going to be resistant against having this new food on their plate. So you got to invest the time to educate them about why the new switch with the family. All right? The other advantage you can do, they're going to open the pantry and they're going to notice that there's not a lot of snacks in there because you have made the educated decision that you're no longer going to be buying all those junk. And instead, you're going to point them to the refrigerator where they can get fresh vegetables or fruits to snack on. However, you cannot give them a reason to say you are doing that because you are the parent or the father or the mother. You got to give them nutritional value reasons and to get them to buy into the switch that you are making. The other way to get them to embrace all these new foods and habits that you're introducing for the family is to engage them in the preparation and also in the shopping as well. You know, when the farmer's market is open, let the whole family go and have a conversation with the farmers and have them help you to select the foods. They are going to be excited about preparing it, and then they are going to be more excited about eating it, because whether they are teenagers or they're younger kids, they are going to be excited about eating what they help to prepare, because they are going to be so excited that, oh my heavens, I made this meal. I did not know I could do this. So you share that responsibility with them. Get them involved. You know, be creative. Get excited about what they are making and blow it out of proportion. Eat it with excitement, you know. Give the groaning sounds when you're eating it and tell them, oh, this is so good, I can't wait for you to make it again. I tell you, when I was in Jamaica, my nephews, Wayne and Dave, they created a sandwich called Tuba Captain sandwich. I'm just talking about it now. Those men, they're now in their 40s, and those two kids, they used to make that sandwich, and it was from anything that was left over. They would make they would get hard dough bread, and they would put some cabbage in it. They would shred up some cabbage, and they put the cabbage in it, tomato, and some chicken. And that was what their tuba caption sandwich, they would call that. And they would eat that sandwich, and I would eat that, and my husband then would eat that sandwich. And we made such a big deal about that sandwich, and they were always excited about making that sandwich. So kids are creative. Now I look on the television sometimes, and I see these young kids on there that are making, you know, top-of-the-line gourmet dishes. So So encourage your kids to go in the kitchen and to be creative. I want for every time that you open the doors of your pantry, I want you to ask yourself, how long do I want to live for? Are these things on my shelf enhancing my health, or are they cutting my life shorter? And you need to be honest. You know, I tell you, a lot of times people that has families, they will say that, oh, my children will not eat that. Oh, my hardest cell is going to be my husband, or my hardest cell is going to be my wife. You don't have to sell people when you show them the advantage. Always show people what the choices and options are. And once we can do that, they're going to be all in, because everybody wants to live longer. Everyone wants to live longer. And the only way we are going to be able to do that, it's not based on the pharmaceutical, but it is based on eating, ingesting, and including as many of the whole food choices that we can. I tell you, I am having a ball. When I tell you I am having a ball, I am having a ball. I'm having a ball because I've included so many different varieties of raw food in my diet. And my energy is at peak. I am so excited about my energy level. I feel good. I look amazing. When I tell people my age, they don't believe me. And it's all about I am eating. When I swallow a bite, whether I make a drink or I cook something, when I swallow that, I feel the life going inside of me. I know some people, they cook their things and they cook the cabbage, they cook the collard greens, they cook the green beans until they're dead. They are dead, dead, dead. There's no life in it what you are eating. So you got to find nutritious ways of preserving the vitamins in your diets. Preserve the vitamins in your diet, because we only have one life. And it's not likely when we mistreat our bodies and their organs that starts to malfunction, there's no guarantee that we are going to be able to get those back to their healthy stage that they're supposed to be in, so that we can enjoy optimum health. I am here to tell you that the first thought around wealth should be around our health. There is no wealth without health. So if it is to be, it is up to me. And the same thing goes for you. If it is to be, it is up to you. So I want it to be more conscious of how you're spending your dollars when it has to do with food. Do not shop for quantity. I want you to start to shop for quality. Quality over quantity. And quality is going to give you the kind of health that you want. You know, I'm looking at some individuals now who are 70 years or 70 plus years, and they look as if they are in their 30s and 40s. And when you engage yourself into a conversation with them, what they tell you, oh, I've been vegan, I've been vegetarian. I know a gentleman sent me a message the other day on Facebook from England. And He has been a vegetarian for 34 years. 34 years. Can you imagine? 34 years. You know, he goes to the doctor just to do regular routine checkup. He's not on any pharmaceutical. He doesn't have any ailments or anything like that. And he enjoys a healthy life. A friend of mine is getting married, and she's so blessed because she's a vegetarian. And she is marrying a man who is also a vegetarian. And at their wedding, their entire wedding is going to be a vegetarian buffet. Oh, a lot of people, they hear about vegetarian and they think about, oh, just lettuce and cucumbers and peppers. But I tell you something. Oh, there are so many varieties. I got my first taste and exposure of complete vegetarian dishes when I used to go up to Haines Falls in New York for the Bahura Kumaris retreats. Oh, my heavens. All those dishes were so delicious. And I would dissect the dishes and ask what was in it. And I came back and I went out to the Indian store, spice store, to purchase all of my spices. Because, you know, the foods can be boring when they don't have the right type of spices in them. So be sure you find the spices that will enhance your foods and also the spices that will... you will enjoy. And sometimes you're probably going to find out that there are lots of spices that you did not try out of fear, and yet they are very, very good for your health. So check out the advantages of different spices and start to add those to the sections where you threw out those canned vegetables on. I know cinnamon is a good spice for you to have on your shelf. You can also get powdered ginger. You can get the fresh ginger as well. Turmeric is good. Cumin is good. Paprika is good. There's so many herb. Basil is good spice to have. Thyme is good to have on your shelf. Garlic is good to have. And the list goes on and on. I share my dishes, and I am working on a cookbook. And although I'm going to include my particular spices of choice, I am going to highly recommend that each of you substitute the spices that I put there for your own spices. And see what you like. Living longer and enhancing your health from your kitchen pantry does not take a lot. All it needs is your commitment to following through and doing the right thing. It is no more expensive to shop in the produce aisle than it is to buy all the other things that you're buying with the produce. I want to also add a couple of great snacks. If you have younger kids, you know, prepare the apple, cut it up, and put it in the refrigerator so they can just help themselves, just like how they used to grab a bag of chips. And I found out that frozen fresh pineapples is a delicious snack. So what I have been doing, when I find fresh pineapples on sale, the price is good. I buy a lot more than I normally would have if they were just the regular price. And I dice them up and I put them in my freezer. And I take them out. I use them in cooking. Depends on, sometimes I'm roasting things and I add pineapples to it. It just give it a delicious flavor. I use it in my drink as well. And sometimes when I need a snack, because honestly, I'm a sweet tooth person, and I love sweets. So I find out that I'm substituting that sweet, and I'm snacking on the apples. I do grapefruits for snacking too. And I just found a passionate love for the frozen fresh pineapple in my freezer. I want to welcome guest 480 to the show. I encourage you, we are winding up. We only have 9 minutes remaining. However, if you have a question or a suggestion and you want to call in, you can please do so by calling 646-915-8166. I never want someone to have a question and I get off the air without answering. So call in. I also encourage you to support my nonprofit for the breakfast feeding program by visiting GoFundMe.com, the number 1G4M38. It's right there in the chat room. And for every $5 that you donate, we'll be able to feed 3 children breakfast each day. So I am grateful for any support that you can give. So the other thing that I am freezing, and that was that's a new discovery. I started that about 3 months ago. I started freezing my avocado. So what I do, I have these large plastic airtight containers, and I slice the avocados, and I put between those slices, I put wax paper, and I layer. So it is as if I am making a casserole. So when I'm ready to make my green drink with my kale and my dandelions and my broccoli and whatever else I'm putting in it, I add a slice or two of avocado, ripe avocado. And, oh my heavens, it's delicious. You know that avocado is healthy for you. It gives us a lot of the healthy fats that we need is in avocado. So you don't have to let your avocado sit out on the counter and go bad, or in the refrigerator and go bad. You can invest in those airtight containers and freeze them, and you put the plastic, not the plastic, you put the wax paper between each layer of avocado so the slices does not stick together. So there's another insight for you about that. So, and the other thing, invest in virgin olive oil, and you can check out to find out how to find the genuine one, because there are a lot of the ones out there with the labels that say it's virgin olive oil, and it's not. So you can use that for your breads. I use it for my salad. I use it to cook on with everything I'm doing. I use it to saute whatever it is that I'm making. So that's another healthy choice for you. So instead of coconut oil in the glass, too, is good for you. So one of the things you want to see when you open your pantry door, you want to see some olive oil, you want to see some raw honey, you want to see nuts, you want to see peas and legumes. You know, buy the nuts raw, not the roasted, salted ones. You want a raw cashew, raw almond, raw peanuts. You want to see the flax seeds. And when you open your kitchen pantry and you look on your shelves and see those, you can smile and say, now I am expanding the lives of my family member and my own. I want to encourage you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Instagram, Daphne Clark Hudson. And I want to remind you that on the 9th of July, we at, 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we are having a live call-in show on my TV show. And if you are local in Connecticut, I want to invite you to be in the studio and to be on the panel, because we are going to be discussing Sex after 60. Sex after 60. The phone lines are going to be open. I am going to be creating a Facebook event where people can get the phone number and to call in into the studio on July 9th. So I want to have you as part of that. If you are local, you can join me in the studio. However, wherever you are, I am praying that you will take the time to call in and to express your views or your experience or the experience of your friends on the topic sex after 60. So again, visit the nonprofit link http://www.gofundme.com/4, 3-8. Please give us, if it's even $5 you have, you will be feeding 3 children for a day. So we look forward for your support there. And remember what Dolores Presley says, that don't be a flea that is being programmed. She shared a story about fleas. There is a story that fleas, they give up their power because they are being stored in a jar with a lid. So every time this flea try to come out, they hit the lid and they stay put. So she asked the question, what is your lid? What's your lid? And I know for some people, there are many limiting beliefs. So I want to remind you, don't be a flea. She mentioned about having her jar, that every time she accomplishes something, she puts something in her jar, and that helps to remind her about that she's deserving and she's doing great things. And she talked about believing in your dreams. Know your thoughts and your intentions, and once you know those and focus on those, you are going to get the real result. Manage your emotions, ladies. Manage your emotions, she pointed out and talked about, because a lot of times women remain in abusive relationships because they think, oh, he loves me. He just loves me. And that's why you remain in the relationship. So she mentioned about managing your emotions and, you know, pick yourself up and try again. I want to welcome guest 480 to the show. I want to welcome Fish9 Bark. I haven't seen you in a while. Thanks for coming back to the show, and I know you'll enjoy the archives. I want to ask for your support with my non-profit by going to http://www.gofundme.com, the number 1, the letter G, the number 4, M38, and that's where you can donate to the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. For every $5 that you donate, we will be able to feed 3 children breakfast for the day. So I encourage you to grab the archive on this episode. I am sure that you will be glad you did. And thank you very, very much. And I look for your support. And for those of you who are in the chat room, if you would be kind enough to share the link with others, I would appreciate it. I look forward. I'll be heading into New York City to spend some quality time with the women this weekend for the National Association of Professional Women, where we will be over 1,500 strong. So I'm looking for an amazing weekend with some powerful women. I'll be telling you all about it next week. So long, everyone, and stay true to your destiny. Love each and every one of you. Don't forget to support our nonprofit at GoFundMe.com/1G4.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you